proud. I don't know what word you can use. Just delighted for them, that what they put in. And you know, if you work hard enough and you try your best and you work with everybody, there's a good chance you'll get something out of it. You know what I mean? And these lads have been looking up for the last 2 or 3 years that there's a lot of successes came their way. You know, and the big thing I'll take from our group is they're all level-headed lads. There's no egos. There's no fella thinks he's above anybody else, and that's the key to a lot of it too. You know, if everybody's grounded, and don't get me wrong, there's times you have to wind a few ones back. Not just the players, but the whole thing all around, you know, then that realise, look, we're here at a certain level, boys, and let's take his course, you know. But when you hear that noise, a bit of cheering going on there, it's a massive feeling for them. They're really enjoying it, you know. I say, I couldn't be more prouder to be a Lochshore man and a Tyrone man here tonight, so couldn't be I.
Yeah, wonderful celebrations going behind it, but how on earth to keep them so grounded, to go back for back? You know, when you're at the top, it's so easy to be the prey for everyone else. To keep them grounded and to turn in a performance like that in the All-Ireland final.
Well, look, you know, times you have to look at yourself here, and a lot of coaches who've worked with you through the years, you know, the Chris Browns, the Danny Ball, the you know, the Art McCrory's, the Desi Ryans, and them people soon ground you. And, you know, I come from a very hard-working fishing background, Loch Ness, and, you know, you're grounded there and come to, you know, work on a life and nothing was ever handed to me. So really, when the last year was gone, we started off with scratch again, and nothing, there's going to be no a golden spoon or a silver spoon hand till the lads are going to have to work for anything they have, you know. And you can see them there, the desire, the work, the block and the tackling all day and night. And that was just myself, my own methods in life. And as I say, a lot of people are talking to me today, the All-Ireland final on the day, you'd work, yes, I will work here today. So things going on in life, and you let things sort themselves out. But look, it was a massive achievement, so it were, and all-round players, management, all that, you couldn't be more proud of them, so you couldn't I.
You talked about the work rate, but that was mixed with some absolutely quality on both ends of the pitch, particularly up top.
Well, we had, because, you know, they had a serious set, young Lennon and the lad number 12, young five at the far side of the field. Them lads are serious sets, and we had to give a bit of attention, tell them, detail them. The two superb midfielders, and the lads they got are going to catch the ball. You know, we just having 6'5", 6'6" players, but, you know, as I say, the will tire as the game goes on, and then, you know, anything was sort of planned out. Thank God it fell into place for us, and you know, days it doesn't work, days it does. So we're lucky enough today, everything fell into place with it. You know, why?
Can you take a moment to reflect back to back? I think it's the third title in your reign. It's the conveyor belt of talent in Tyrone is just mind dropping at the moment, isn't it?
Well, look, I sat in the Danny Ball yesterday. He was involved in the 91-92 team. I played in the 90 team, and you know, just Danny, words of advice, you know what I mean? And that's all great to have. You can look back and people have got, you know what I mean, talk about the past, the way they had it. And, you know, it's you can have talent there, so you can, but, you know, if you haven't got a hard work and desire and honesty, you know, you're in road to nowhere. And you see that with the lads tonight there, the desire to block ball, to tackle back. You know, you even see Owen McElhone back in his defence there, defend that night. And that's we have that in abundance, so we have. And, you know, you can ask for more from the lads, but it's just having that bit between your teeth when the chips are down, you know what I mean, can we come out that dirty ball? And as the game went on there, you seen Tyrone start to dominate the ball all over the field. The kickouts, the break ball, and everything, we were there first time. And a lot of credit goes to my coaches there with me, the work they put in. You know, Cahill McCarron, Conor O'Donnell, Jeremy McNulty, Leo Green doing a lot of the physio, the video work behind the scenes, Shane O'Neill, you know, the physio. You know, you have Dee Cox, you have Cahill Corrigan, boys all over, Dr. Dermot McNulty, Dermot McCahy himself. You have a great team. We're having a big management team. There's about 8 or 9 of us, and we all kick off each other well, you know. And I just, the second year round, what I would say I learned that is, you must keep it tight. You must keep a tight unit. You must just be so tight with your unit, because everybody's wants to hunt you down. They want to get a piece of you, so they do. They want to see what you're doing, and there's no magic wand. It's just be yourself, be honest, and work as hard as you can, you know. And if you have a bit of talent and you go a long way, big help as well.
Go ahead and join the celebrations. Congrats, a wonderful achievement.
Thank you so much for everything.